Welcome to The Gun Show with Matt Canovey on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's only news talk FM. Firearms, ammunition, tactical accessories, training, and attacks on the Second Amendment. Matt covers it all. Call now, 447-5743 or 1-800-630-5743. Here's Matt Canovey.
We're in the top of the second hour of today's show, and I'll be interviewing Cynthia Davis, currently running for the Missouri Lieutenant Governor's position on the Constitutional Party ticket. Cynthia, I want to take a moment to, folks, let me give you a little bit of an overview of Cynthia Davis. She is former 8-year Missouri Republican state representative from O'Fallon, Missouri. She's a homeschool mom, mother of 7, 31-year wife of husband Bernie, and now candidate once again for the Missouri Lieutenant Governor. And Cynthia, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to come into the studio and talk with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Cynthia, you've been part of the Republican Party for a long time now. What made you decide to leave them and run on the Constitution Party ticket?
Well, my principles and values have never changed. I've always been the same person all along. I just woke up one day and realized that my party that I've devoted so much of my life and energy to is not any longer representing our values. And we're not getting conservatives elected. And we're watching the whole country and the state headed for more big government, more spending. And they're taking us where we don't want to go. So it was time to just realize it is what it is. You know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. My goal is to bring all the Republicans with me. It's a matter of saying, look, folks, what we're doing is not serving us well. It's time for all the Democrats who aren't happy with their way their party's behaving either to have a choice on the ballot.
Well, I've always believed that, just like Bill Clinton said, it's the budget, stupid. It's the real truth of the matter is, nowadays, it's the Constitution, stupid, and the fact that we need to get back to the, or rather, Bill Clinton was saying it's the economy, stupid. Budget, same thing. But anyway, the economy's stupid. And right now, it's the Constitution, stupid. We need to get back to it. Just like when Bill Clinton was running, he was saying it's the economy. That's what everybody wanted to hear about and change to the economy. Now we need to hear about and move towards, back to, I should say, the constitutional form of government that our country and our state was set up on. And obviously, we're pro-Second Amendment. We are the gun show. But we're also pro-Constitution. And, Cynthia, I have to agree with you. Both parties have apparently moved so far away from the Constitution that it is almost time for another party.
It's an option. You know, and frankly, Ronald Reagan was the one who said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me.
Yeah.
And it's time to call a spade a spade. Look at it. It is what it is. And the whole country is headed the wrong way. Now, just to give you a thought about the Constitution and how it's been grossly disregarded. First of all, this year, 85% of the bills were passed by both Republicans and Democrats equally. So most bills, if we're getting government bigger, it's both parties doing it. Now, I want to give you a little fun illustration because I know you used to be a police officer.
For a long time.
Yes. And as a state representative, I had an opportunity to go on a ride along with the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Oh, yeah, the troop. Yeah, good guys.
And it's a great way to explain the Constitution to people because we have to have laws. That is our lowest common denominator is the U.S. Constitution. That's what we already agreed to. That's what we abide with. But we have so really let it down and gotten away from the principles that matter to where only 41% of the bills that passed out of the Missouri House this year were actually constitutional. And you know,
Hold on. Give me that percentage again.
41% of the bills that passed out of the House were constitutional. And now just let me ask you to imagine for a second, what would happen if we replaced all of our speed limit signs on the highways with signs that said, just use your best judgment?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine how that would be.
And when I was on the ride-along, I learned a few other things I'm just going to share with your listeners. If you're ever pulled over by a patrolman, there are four things you should never say. First of all, don't say, officer, I just didn't feel like I was going fast, because it doesn't matter how you feel. And likewise, with the Constitution, it doesn't matter what you think or feel. It matters what it is. And don't tell the police officer it's okay because nobody got hurt. Because it's not about having an accident or getting hurt. It's about what we've already predetermined is our law. And don't tell them, I always drive the speed limit like 82% of the time. Isn't that good enough? Because we've got to have our rules. That's our civility. And the last thing don't say is, let me go back up the hill and try coming it down again at the right speed.
Yep, that makes sense based on my experience. Cynthia, a prime example of just what you're saying and was really brought forth to me when Obamacare was first being pushed. And it is unconstitutional. I mean, there is anybody who says it's Obamacare is not unconstitutional is definitely living in some kind of dream world. The government can't tell you what you got to buy. That's not what our founding fathers set this country up for. But when the Democrats were pushing Obamacare, the Republicans, they didn't come back and say, hey, that's unconstitutional, you can't do it. They just said, we got a better plan. And that's what got me. They should have been standing up saying, look, it's unconstitutional. You can't do this. But instead it was, hey, we've got a better plan. So they were embracing the fact that it was unconstitutional for the Democrats. It's unconstitutional for us. But we still want to use it to in some way control, just like the Democrats do. We're just putting a different spin on it.
Right. And being unconstitutional, let's call it what it was. It was really against the law for the federal government to be telling anybody in the states what they can and cannot do unless it already is in the Constitution. So I was actually the one who filed the Health Care Freedom Act first. And I said, we're not going to force our citizens to buy anything they don't have to buy. You know, I have to say during the first hour of your show, I was listening to the discussion and trying to contain myself because there's a part of me, and I believe a part of everybody, that feels like it's patently offensive that we should have to now go to attorneys and get documents drafted just to protect our Second Amendment rights. In fact, yeah. I got a concealed weapon permit, and I will tell you, when I took the class, I took it with Tim Oliver because he's in Columbia, and he told us in the class, now, you probably should get a separate document for your concealed weapon instead of just putting it on your driver's license because you don't want everybody in Walmart and everywhere else to know you've got a concealed weapon permit. And I sat there and listened to it and said, wait a minute, I don't want them to think I don't have a permit. So now when I go everywhere, I will use my concealed weapon permit because we need to hang on to our right. We cannot let them intimidate us, put us in the back corner and embarrass us. I even use my concealed weapon permit at the airport.
Wow. That's gutsy. That's gutsy.
I figure they're going to pat me down anyway.
Cynthia, you're so right in the fact that we should not have to set forth up gun trusts and so on. We shouldn't have to jump through hoops, But that's where we've gotten to this point in our country. And that just is another example of what we mentioned earlier and the fact that we have gotten so far away from the Constitution. The Second Amendment, you gave a great example of that and the fact that we have to have a permit, we have to go and get gun trust. That's the way it is, so Doug was right. If that's the way it is, that's what we got to do. Okay, that makes sense, and I encourage people to do that. But I do believe also that we have turned that corner, and we are heading back to the Second Amendment to a point where you have the right to own and bear arms, and you don't need any paperwork at all. Because the Founding Fathers said your right to own and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I believe they were very educated men, and they chose their words carefully. The word infringed basically means don't mess with in any way.
Yes, and I shouldn't have had to get a concealed weapon permit.
I agree.
I did it because I wanted the experience of what it felt like to go through it. They treated me like a hardened criminal when they took my fingerprints, and I had to talk to the woman behind the inch thick glass to make sure I wouldn't hurt anybody, which is really very offensive to the good law abiding citizens. And here I am in the sheriff's office, and they're telling me, take a number and wait. And by the way, if you don't get this picked up and come back in another 10 days, then you forfeit everything. I mean, they shouldn't be treating us this way.
The Constitution, we have to get back again to the Constitution. We're going to talk about it more when we come on the other side of the break. But our government has gotten so far away from a government of the people, by the people, for the people, that now it is a government for the government, by the government, by the government.
Right. And if the Founding Fathers could have heard our debates we're having today, they would be appalled. I was sitting in the rear of the chamber one day when we were debating bills, and I was having a discussion with some of the other legislators about the raw milk idea. Why are we made to feel like criminals if we want to buy raw milk? And suddenly it occurred to me, if the men who sat here when this Capitol was originally built could have heard us debating the legality of purchasing raw milk, they would be appalled. They would say, excuse me, what's raw milk?
Yeah. Our founding fathers never set this country up to end up the way we have, and we do have to start winning this country back towards the Constitution. And that's where your candidacy and the Constitutional Party comes into play. And I want to take Cynthia, when we come back on the other side of the break, I do want to talk to you more and more about not just the Constitutional Party, but also state sovereignty and breaking more and more away from the stranglehold that the federal government's got on us, and they're pulling away, how they've pulled us away so far from the Constitution, what our founding fathers said. Stick around onto the other side of the break. I'm Matt Canovey. We'll be talking with Cynthia Davis in a greater interview. This is The Gun Show on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's only news talk FM.
You're listening to The Gun Show with Matt Canovey on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's only news talk FM. Call now 447-5743 or 1-800-630-5743. Back to Matt Canovey.
The next portion of our show will be sponsored by Missouri Storm Shelters. Their goal is to provide the finest quality storm shelters available. They carry the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world. And they are excited to announce that they are now in 18 states. Stop in and see Jeff and Karen at their location on North Commerce Drive in Nixon, Missouri. Or give them a call at 417-725-0055. That's 725-0055. Folks, we're still offering 9 concealed carry classes every month, so don't put it off any longer. We have locations in Springfield, Branson, and Miller, Missouri. We have one-day-only classes on Saturdays and Mondays. We also have 2 4-hour concealed carry classes at Cherokee Firearms located at National and Division on Monday and Tuesday evenings. We also offer private classes for as few as 2 students.
and we give group discounts for six or more. We'll even come out to your location for groups of 10 or better. When it comes to concealed carry training, we're proud to offer you more classes, more locations, and the best quality, all for just $75. We've been talking with Cynthia Davis, former eight-year Missouri Republican State Representative from O'Fallon and currently a candidate for the Missouri Lieutenant Governor's position running on the Constitution Party ticket. Cynthia, take a moment to explain to our listeners what the Constitution Party really is and where they came from.
Well, first of all, the best way to describe this process is through this fable of the emperor's new clothes. Because there was an emperor once who wanted to wear something really cool, and the tailor said, oh, if you're very smart, you can see it, but if you're not very smart, you can't see the clothes. And so everybody was afraid to admit that they weren't very smart. And what did it get them? So the emperor was parading through town, and it took a little boy to say the emperor is naked. And then everybody else admitted, yes, he is. And I'm telling you that the Republican Party is naked. They have been growing government bigger. And I think the hardest part to comprehend is why the talk doesn't match with the walk. So you've got now a situation where they're saying they're all going to say come election time they're conservative. But let me tell you what they've done during this time. They've grown the budget bigger. When I got elected, it was $18 billion. When I left, it was $23 billion. When they're encroaching on our liberty every year to the point where this last year they put a ban on who can be friends on Facebook. They have we're playing Mother May I all the time, and we're really seeing more problems. They're doing this China hub. They're redistributing the wealth. Let me say something about this special session they just had with the China hub and these tax credits for science experiments. Do you know how ridiculous that is to claim it's for creating jobs? I mean, if they really wanted to create jobs, why don't they do something that will actually make jobs, not redistribute the wealth? Like, how about an income tax holiday? Can you imagine what would happen in Missouri if we said for 1 month you don't have to pay income tax anymore on the money? You get to keep all that you actually earn. That would create jobs. That would make people want to work again.
Well, Cynthia, you're so right. Every time any president has cut taxes, the federal revenue increases. One thing you can be sure of in America, if you give Americans more money, they will either spend it or they'll invest it. Either way, that's the American way. And you'll either buy something that you wanted, or you'll go ahead and put it in the bank for a rainy day, or you'll buy property, or you'll invest in some sort of stock. That's the way Americans have been, and that's the way they will continue to be. And anytime they move away from that, it's like you said, they're not stupid. They know that cutting taxes and shrinking federal government will increase jobs, so they have to be doing this deliberately. If you and I can sit right here and figure it out, surely they have.
And I refuse to be held hostage by the two parties that have merged into one, and they think we're too stupid to notice what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, meanwhile, the economy is crashing. And by the way, you expect problems in Washington, D.C., because of the Democrat president and the Democrat Senate. You don't expect it in Missouri, where we have a supermajority in both the House and Senate. Why then are they growing government bigger? Where is that spirit of 1776? Because I'll tell you, when this country was founded, we didn't have political parties. They're not anywhere in the Constitution. The political parties became a union-type methodology of creating voting blocks, money, and power. And I refuse to be part of a system that is so badly corrupted now that it's really what the lobbyists want. I've never seen more citizen input on this special session with both the Mosaira bill and the China hub, and they turned a deaf ear to it. And if we can't look at that and see what's happening, here's the point. I could have stayed in the fancy car, which is the Republican Party, and gone right off the edge of the cliff. Or I could drive a more modest car and go the direction I want to go. And what the Constitution Party allows me to do is survive to the November election. Because what's happening right now is conservatives are losing their races. Maybe things are going well down here in the Springfield area, but statewide and nationwide, all the conservatives are tending to get wiped away in the August primary. And then come November, you have a choice between bad and worse, or Larry and Moe. And we're not happy with having to pick from the wolf or the wolf in sheep's clothing. We need to have a real choice on the ballot. And if I go on to the November contest, then we get to have a real debate. Then we get to talk about the issues that really matter. Like, why are you growing government bigger? Why are you bloating the budget? And why do you think I don't know or care? Because we are noticing and we do care. To tell you one little illustration, I put one of my last son in public school this year.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, he came home with a piece of paper that says the school is required by Missouri state law to ask if my family has medical insurance or not. And I was stunned by the brazenness of it, because that's none of their business. They are an educational institution, not a healthcare institution.
Now, so, Cynthia, and the letter said that the state of Missouri required that you tell them.
Right. And it said it was a bill passed by the General Assembly in 2010, although they didn't give the bill number. So I picked up the phone, called the Capitol, and asked, what was that bill number? Because I was in the General Assembly in 2010. And when they gave it to me, I looked it up and found out I was one of only 9 legislators who voted against it. Come on. What is the deal with that? I'm telling you, that's how misguided. Not to complain to you guys. I'm just trying to point out the facts are the facts. Government has become more intrusive. Maybe you're not feeling it. But look at the pro-life issue right there. I'm going to be the only pro-life candidate choice you're going to have on the ballot.
This is absolutely incredible that, as you said, Republicans, supposedly conservative Republicans, are voting for and supporting a school system really bullying that people get health care by mandating that every student has their parents fill out a document verifying that they do. That is moving more and more towards Obama's health care and a mandate. And as we said earlier, both the Republicans and the Democrats are pushing this national health care thing. And you and I both know it's set up for control. This is a passive way that our legislators, who we trust, are doing things under the radar that really promote their agenda of using health care to eventually take away our freedoms. Folks, I want you to think about that for just a moment. Before we come back on the other side of the break and continue our interview with Cynthia Davis. Cynthia, this is absolutely incredible, and what you're opening up for us is really appreciated. I'm Matt Canovey, and it's The Gun Show on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's only news talk FM.
Don't tread on us, we're not afraid. You work for us, we're not your slaves. Don't tread on us, you cross the line. Soon you will pay for all your crimes.
This portion of our show will be sponsored by iFix Computers. Located in beautiful Branson, Missouri, they're dedicated to protecting your computers and data. For small businesses, they provide on-site backup solutions, from network-attached storage devices to continuous data protection that backs up your critical data in real time to Windows home servers. They can even create bare metal recovery and data-only backup solutions. They also provide off-site backup for your vital information, encrypted and accessible 24/7, as well as security in the form of anti-malware programs for your computers and quality security-driven routers for your entire network. And don't forget about surge protection and blackouts. Every computer, server, and network device needs to be protected from lightning and power loss. Contact iFix Computers at 417-337-7184 or visit their website at www.ifixcomp.com. Joining us in the studio today is Cynthia Davis, former 8-year Missouri Republican State Representative from O'Fallon, Missouri, and currently a candidate for the Missouri Lieutenant Governor's position running on the Constitution Party ticket. Cynthia, prior to going into the break, you talked about what the Constitution Party actually was and how it is giving you an opportunity and through you, the citizens of the state of Missouri, an opportunity to actually now have a real choice, not just a bad or less than bad, but an actual choice here if you can get on the ballot. And that's what's so important for this state to understand. We need to have another option as opposed to the current parties that are really moving us further and further away from the Constitution. And I know, Cynthia, changing gears just a little bit, we've been big proponents here on the show about more and more state sovereignty. And I know that when you were a member of the representatives down in Jeff City, you, in fact, sponsored the state sovereignty bill for the state of Missouri.
I did, and I also sponsored the Firearms Freedom Act.
Amen.
And the Light Bulb Freedom Act. And
isn't that unbelievable? We got to do this with light bulbs.
You know, it's the premise. Yes, we do have to do it with light bulbs because the national government has just dictated what kind of light bulbs can be sold in America. So my bill said if the light bulbs are made in Missouri and used in Missouri, then it's none of their business. And I knew if we could get that passed, then the philosophy would transfer to everything else, including more specifically guns. So I did ask the chairman of the committee who was going to hear the Firearms Freedom Act, what do I need to do to get a hearing on this? And he said, well, let's do light bulb freedom first. Although, don't you wonder, why are we having to do
it? Yeah.
And that's my point. If you're so enamored with the Republican Party, then explain to me why they can't get that done. So, I mean, here's the point. We have to stand up, we have to be brave, and we have to call it the truth out. And I will be a conscience for both parties. And that's why Lieutenant Governor is such a great spot, because it's the perfect place for somebody from another party to hold the other two parties accountable. Right now, what they've got is such an ingrown relationship that they stay together and they pass big government laws. And going back for a second to that paper my son brought home from school, and he said I had to say if we've got medical insurance or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the part about it that bothered me the most is when I did call the staff at the Capitol and I asked, why do you need to know that? And they said, because they'll go out and recruit people. If you don't have insurance, then they put you on a list to get you signed up for Medicaid. Now, that should scare all of us because Big Brother keeps getting bigger. And frankly, Big Brother is so obese right now, if he doesn't go on a diet, we're going to die of a heart attack.
So the schools are helping grow the rules for Medicaid.
They are actively, and that's yes. With their staff time and the local expense of paper and the time to process all that. But the main thing I want to remind you of is the squatter's law. Years ago, if people sat on your property for a number of years, they could keep it if nobody ever disputed it. And that is exactly what is going on with the federal government. They have been squatting on our rights for so many years. And the state sat back and let them do it, and nobody said anything. So it finally became time to stand up and say, no, you're wrong, and I will hold you accountable for the wrongness of your actions. Now, I'm a nice lady, but when I was in seventh grade, there was another young girl who liked to trip me in the hallway. And my mother taught me all my life, always be nice. Don't hit, punch, kick, scratch, nothing of that. So when somebody was behaving in an unladylike manner, I just let her do it. And then I came home in distress every day. It's time for the country to stop wringing our hands and being in distress every day because they're being a big bully to us. And the only way to contain a bully is to stand up to the bully.
Yep.
There was one day she tripped me in the hallway, and I don't know what happened next, but it all became a blur. And we both went to the principal's office where the principal called my mother, and my mother was never more proud. And that girl left me alone ever since.
Cynthia, you're exactly right. We have to stand up to the federal government, and I'll use a quote from one of our founding fathers before we go ahead and handle the Larry who's on the line waiting for a call from Polk County, and that is that when the government is afraid of the people, you have democracy. When the citizens are afraid of the government, you have tyranny.
That's very good. Can I just remind you one more piece of legislation I sponsored because it really does reveal the mentality of where we are in this state?
Sure.
When I went through my concealed license permit class, we had to read the law. And most legislators haven't really studied it in depth like you would if you went through the class. But while we were studying it, I got to this section that said it was prohibited to have guns in churches. And that hit me all wrong on many levels. It's not even just should we have guns in churches, but church property does not belong to the government.
Sure.
It's wrong of government to say what we can and cannot do with guns on our own private property. And so I filed a bill that said that just simply took out the prohibitions from churches. And the shocking part for me is to me that was a no-brainer because it competes with another part of law. So you could even call it a housekeeping measure. We couldn't even get that done. And they said, well, we're afraid that we don't want to open it up and have people discuss it. And I'm like, wait a minute. If we're having so much progress in the legislature, why don't we talk about reality and right and wrong? And we've got all the good arguments on our side. We have no reason to be cowards here.
Oh, and as you said, we need to stand up against the bullies to win back our rights. We've got Larry on the line from Polk County. Larry, thanks so much for being patient with us. You've got a gun rights question or comment. Go ahead.
Kind of a story report about it. I don't know. I know what was it, a year or two ago, the U.S. Senate, I was surprised. It only missed by two or three votes of passing to where a right to carry in any state would be good in the other 48. I have a family member. He travels through Illinois with a concealed carry from another state. I'd be afraid to do that. I even hear they're messing with long guns over there in Illinois. And I think people should keep the pressure on their senators. Congress and maybe a new senate or something for sure, that could be and stop a lot of problems.
Larry, you're exactly right. We have to stand up for our rights. As Cynthia said, for a long time, under the radar, politicians in both parties have been encroaching upon our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Constitution. And we have allowed them because we either did not know or we were not diligent. Okay? The cost of freedom is eternal vigilance, and we were not vigilant. And because of that, they have gotten so far away from the Constitution, both parties have, that persons like Cynthia Davis have chosen to run on a third-party ticket to bring us more and more back to the Constitution. Larry, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We appreciate your comments. Cynthia, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the problem is we've gotten lazy, too. Do you know that 30% of all NRA members aren't even registered to vote? I mean, they would love it if we would just do the right thing and take care of the laws for them. But, you know, here's the point. I love talking to a police officer because when I was in the O'Fallon city government, I went through the Citizens Police Academy.
Yep.
And the one rule that I got from it was it's the duty of the police officer to always be in control of the situation. And I would like to remind you, it's the duty of the citizens to always be in control of how the things are working up. If the laws are stacking against us, we need to hold them accountable. We need to push back, and we need to say, we're not going to let you take away our rights.
Cynthia Thomas Jefferson, the cost of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Now, I want to correct you on one small thing. You said it's a third party, but because the Republicans and Democrats are so closely aligned, I call it a second party. It's time for us to get a second party, and history will record with the greatest astonishment what happens when people actually have a choice on the ballot.
I'm looking forward to it. Chris, you've been waiting patiently on the line as well. Chris from Springfield, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris, I know you've got a Second Amendment question. Go ahead, jump in.
It's just basically kind of an overall wording, but basically the end of it says, you know, the rights of, you know, gun ownership shall not be infringed. Aren't even requiring simple things like the CCW infringing our rights to even own guns?
Yep.
I mean, how do we ever get away from that? I mean, when was the first law that actually, you know, squashed us?
I don't know when it started. I applaud the concealed carry and the states that are open carry because that helps us turn that corner, make that U-turn and head back towards the Second Amendment. But you're exactly right, and I've said it before on this show. You should not need a concealed carry permit. You should not need any approval from the government or okay from the government to own or bear arms. The Constitution says you have that right. And it's sad but again, I like the fact that the concealed carry permit, that has really been successful in helping us make that U-turn and head back towards the Second Amendment. And eventually I can see, or at least maybe I'm too idealistic, but I would like to see a total return to the Second Amendment saying you have the right to own and bear arms, and that's it. Don't need a permit, don't need anything other than your right as a citizen of the United States as guaranteed to you by the Second Amendment. I need to step into a break. Chris, thanks so much for your comment. We're talking with Cynthia Davis, running for the Lieutenant Governor's position under the Constitution Party ticket. Stick around onto the other side of the break. We've got more of the show on KSGF 104.1 FM.
You're listening to The Gun Show with Matt Canovey on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's only news talk FM. Here's Matt Canovey.
Welcome back to The Gun Show. We're in the downside of today's show, and we've only got a few minutes left. I've been interviewing Cynthia Davis, former 8-year Missouri Republican state representative from O'Fallon, Missouri, and currently the candidate for the Missouri Lieutenant Governor's position running on the Constitution Party ticket. Cynthia, we've only got a few minutes left. What do you want to leave my listeners?
I want to tell you to be brave. Be brave, be bold, do the right thing. Your listeners already know what's the right thing. But the main thing is you won't feel a bit of difference between the Republicans and Democrats when it comes to the Lieutenant Governor's race. I want your people to come join me. Sign up for VoteCynthia.com because VoteCynthia.com is my website. You can read everything. You can see pictures of me with my gun. The Joplin blogs love using that picture, and I think that's hilarious because they're afraid it will scare all the suburban housewives when they see me at the shooting range. But really, it shows that we're doing well. We have to look at our values. Don't judge the candidate by the words he says, because most of them are pandering politicians. They've got enough studies to show what they have to say to get elected. But look at your own values and pick who's going to match up with the values that made us strong. You know, Missouri is a very freedom-loving state, and we have to prove a point to the rest of the nation that we do care about life, liberty, and property. And this is our chance to make a difference. So go to VoteCynthia.com. Join me, stay with me, read about all my issues, and don't be afraid to vote for the candidate. It's about the person, not the party.
Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us here today. And folks, if you take away nothing else from this show, take away the fact that because we have not been diligent, our country has been stolen away from us by both the Republican and the Democratic Party. They are both so much aligned in their focus, which is to stay in power and to take away our freedoms to ensure that they stay in power. A third party ticket for the state of Missouri might be the way to go. Cynthia Davis is of like mind. She is pro-Constitution, pro-family, pro-Second Amendment, pro-life. Folks, you have to support the people of like mind, and we've said it before over and over on this show, so I'm going to say it again. You got to support the people of like mind, help get them into the elected positions they need to be, because those persons can then protect you and your family at the state level. Support people of like mind with your time, with your money, and at the ballot box. As always, I need to take a moment to thank our producer, Keith Marion, and our guest, Doug Fredericks, as well as Cynthia Davis once again. Also, I want to thank our callers and our listeners. I'm Matt Canovey, and this is The Gun Show, because we really are here to help you stay safe out there.